Okay, Gemara says like this. Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learned. Hametzi Shemra, which we're learning the whole time in the Gemara, means a guy marries a girl. After the first night, he says she wasn't a psula, she committed adultery between the Kedushin and the wedding. And if it's true, she gets skila, right? If it's not true, he has to pay a fine and gets malchus and the whole thing. So this is what the Gemara is discussing. What happens to the guy? So that's it. A meitzi shemra, a person who claims that his bride, you know, was mezana, like he gets malchus, v'neisa mea sela. Plus he has to pay the fine of 100 sela. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no. Lil case, as far as malchus is concerned, leika mikomokim. Regardless what the case is, okay, he gets malchus. But about the mea sela, about $100, is like this. Baal, if he lived with her, the husband had relations with his wife, then nice, and then he gives the 100 zuz. Lay Baal, if he didn't have relations with her, he doesn't pay the 100 zuz. The Chachamim hold, only if he had relations, does he get slashed and both. Okay?
How can they prove it?
Huh? No, Edom come.
No, but he said that she had a relation before, so...
Because the witnesses, that's what happens. But he says like this, the Chachamim, under all circumstances, say you get Malchus, and you have to pay the 100 shekel. Rav Yehuda says, Malchus he gets any time. We'll see what the argument of the Chacham have. And, but as far as the 100 shekel, so Baal, if he had relations with her, then he pays 100 shekel. If not, he doesn't pay the 100 shekel. And the Gemara says, what's the argument? The machlekes in this braisa between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is the same machlekes as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim in a different braisa. What does it say there? V'hochi kama, this is what it says. Hameitzi shemra, meitzi shemra, leike v'neisa mea sela. The Gemara is going to explain later exactly the argument to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, but basically the same thing here. The Chachamim hold, Meitzi shemra, loike, v'neisa mea sela, bein boal, bein shaloi boal. Yeah? Kirabonon. That's like the Chachamim hold. Whether you had relations, whether you didn't have relations, right? You get Malchus, and you pay $100 shekel. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no. Lil case, like a mikomokim. Malchus he's gonna get anyway. Mea saw, mea sela, when does he have to pay the 100 sela? Baal, if he had relations with his wife, Nathan, he gives the money. Lay Baal, ain't a Nathan. And that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion that we're gonna see later in the Gemara. Okay? Meaning like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as the Gemara is gonna explain later, when the Torah says, that he pays 100 shekel. What does the Torah say? A guy marries a girl, uba Allah, yeah, and he had relations with her. And then the Torah says he didn't like her, meaning he said she was a mezana between the kedushin and the wedding. Then the Torah says he pay 100 shekel. Yeah? So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, the Torah says, Baal, that's when you paid 100 shekel. Lay Baal, then you don't pay 100 shekel. Right? And Malchus is a different story. Malchus, you lied. You lied. So therefore you're gonna get Malchus. You rechayshed her that she wasn't a psula and she was. So then you're gonna get Malchus. So Gemara says like this. Ikadamri, other people say different. That what? Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Everybody goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, normally, if Baal, he pays the money, Leibal, he doesn't pay the money. Vahachi kama, this is the way that they learn the braisa. Hameitzi shemra loike, v'neisen mea sela. When? V'husha baal. Only if he did both things. In other words, if he was meitzi shemra, and he lived with his wife, and then he said the girl's not a psula, so then loike and give the money. V'husha baal though. That's when you get malchus and money. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lil case, like a mikomokim. Malchus you're gonna get anyway. Okay? So that's what really Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in the next page of the Gemara that the guy has to pay 100 zuz only if he lived with his wife. Because that's what the Pasuk says. Okay, the Pasuk says, I wonder if he quotes the Pasuk here. No. Yeah. He says, over there it says, Uba Eleha, he lived with her, and he hated her, meaning he said she was Mizana. So then the Torah says you have to pay 100 shekel. Yeah? 100 zuzela. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, the Pasuk clearly says that you only pay the fine when you have Ubal, when you lived with her. Which means if you didn't live with her, then you don't pay the fine. And Chacham said, no, it doesn't matter if you did or not. Loi Baal doesn't matter. You're Meitzi Shemra. You have to pay 100 shekel and you have to, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. We just got through saying, according to all opinions here, Rabbi Yehuda says that Malkus you get regardless. The only difference was, do you pay the fine or not? So he says, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Malkus will get regardless? It can't be. But Tanya says clearly in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda met Baal Leike. If he lived with her, he gets Malkus. Lei Baal ain't a Leike. He doesn't get Malkus. So if Rabbi Yehuda says clearly that if he wasn't with her, there's no Malkus either. How could we say in the other Braises that Rabbi Yehuda holds under all situations he's going to get Malkus, whether Baal or no Baal? The only difference is as far as payment to 100 tzela. It might be Rabbi Yehuda's contradicting himself. So it says like this. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, Leike, the first Braise that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if they didn't live together, he gets Malkus. Right? That's only Malkus Mardus Midrabanan. That's only Rabbinic Malkus. He now says like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, really, the way the Gemara is answering now, Malkus, biblical Malkus, you also only get of Baal. Like Rabbi Yehuda says in the second Braisa. Baal, like, Lai Baal, ain't a like. Right? Well, it's a very simple thing. This whole thing is a chiddush. Right? A guy marries a woman, right? After he's with her, he says, she wasn't a psula. He doesn't say she wasn't a psula from before the kedushin. He says, after kedushin, she committed adultery, yeah? So then, the Torah says, if it's not true, if it's true, she gets skila, because she committed adultery, right? If it's not true, so the Torah says, he gets Malkus, v'yisro'i say he gets Malkus, and he has to pay 100 shekel, yeah? That's b'chal achidish. If I make up a story about you, I don't pay you a fine, I don't get Malkus. Right? So it's a chiddush. So therefore, the fact that the Torah says the word uba'allah, meaning the Torah says, the guy married her, uba'allah, and lived with her, and then he says she's not a psula. So it's a chiddush. But what's the Torah say? Only uba'allah. Because the whole thing doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, you can only go by what the Torah says. The Torah says, uba'allah. He lived with her. Then he said she's not a psula. Which implies that if he didn't live with her, then he's not going to get Malkus. That's the difference. So the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok says like this. Really, if lo bo'al, he's not going to get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says in the other Brice he does. That's Rabbinic Malkus.
How is it different?
Huh? It's not necessarily 39. It's not as severe as the first Malkus. No, biblical Malkus was they tied him down. And they whipped him, down the back with a certain ritzua that was thick. Malkus Mardus was basically a rabbinic way of punishing a guy for transgressing a rabbinic thing.
Less severe.
Yeah, it's much less.
It was still 39, or.
But the issue of here is like this. He brings down another interesting point. Rabbi Yehuda maintains the question is, there's no action here. The guy didn't eat chazer where you get malchus. He didn't desecrate Shabbos. He said. Right? Normally, the chachamim hold, lav shein by ma'isa, a lav that doesn't have an action, you can't get punished for. You don't get malchus. Rabbi Yehuda grad that they bring down holds, you do get malchus. But the fact that over here the Torah says, ubala, you get malchus, implies that only Bala will get malchus. But if he wasn't Bala, he's not going to get malchus. So therefore, why is he getting malchus? The Chacham said, give him rabbinic malchus. It's called Makis Mardus.
That's because of the Baal or because of the Bala. Bad rumor?
No, the fact that the Torah makes only a Bala, then the Torah makes you Chayv Malchus. In other words, normally you wouldn't be getting malchus, because it's only speech. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds, though, even for speech you get malchus. All over Shas. But the fact that over here, the Torah says only Yubo'ala, which is an action, he lived with her, then he gets malchus, means if he didn't do an action, if he didn't live with her, he's not going to get malchus just because he said she was Mizana.
But the me'azuz is not for the punishment of Bala?
No, Bala, he was allowed to. He married her. The husband lived with her.
No, there are two things. It's money and also malchus.
Right.
So which one is which is what for what?
But the Gemara is going to discuss that soon, by the way. But malchus is a punishment for lying. And money is a payment because he embarrassed the girl, the family. But the Torah, so why? But it's still knas, not money.
Yeah.
Normally, boshes, if you embarrass somebody, it's money. And therefore, the Gemara says boshes, embarrassing somebody, based on who gets embarrassed and who's embarrassing them. You know, a prominent person who gets embarrassed is a bigger embarrassment than a homeless. I mean, I don't want to use that, but you know what I mean. It's just a different level. And also, who embarrasses you is also a bigger difference. But here the Torah says, the knas is 100 sela. Yeah? Mea kesef. 100 kesef. It doesn't matter who the family was. It's always the same amount of money.
Standard.
That's a knas. We learned before, remember, mammon varies. I break your window. If it's a $10 window, it's one price. $100 window, a different price. But knas is always the same amount. The fact, like you kill an eved, it's 30 shekel. Doesn't matter if David was worth $1 million or $1. You pay 30. That's called knas. So the Rabbi Yehuda says the knas can only be based on the way the Torah says it. The Torah says if he lived with her and then he made the rumor and then he was lying, so then he pays so the same thing with malchus. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Now Papa answers differently. Because seemingly there's a contradiction that the Gemara is trying to answer. One Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, regardless, you get malchus. Baal or loy baal, you get malchus. And the last price that we learned, only baal gets malchus, not loy baal. Okay? So one answer was, really he doesn't get. This that it says he gets is malchus mardus, rabbinic malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, interest. Rabbi Papa says, you know what? Loyke means money, pays money. It doesn't mean malchus. When it says loyke, it doesn't mean whipped. It means money. Umar says, 1 minute. But Carter like mom and Malchus. Where do we have? It says Velaika. Where do you call money Malchus? Money is money and Malchus is Malchus. So Umar says, and yes, we have it. In Chazal, in Mishnah, we have an expression. It says Laika and it means money. Where do we have it? So he says like this. Ha'emer chetzi er kayalai, by the din of Erchin, yeah? The guy says, I'm donating my erch and my value to the Beis Hamikdash. So it doesn't matter who you are. From this age to this age, you know, this price. This age to this age, this price. Male, this price, female, this. Okay. What happens if a guy says, Chatzi erki olai. I'm giving only the half of my erch. Okay? Now, if he says, Domim olai. Okay, there's a difference between erchin and domim. Okay? Erki olai, if he says the word erki, that's based on what the Torah says, the price. If a guy says, domim olai, my monetary value, I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash. So then the thing is, how much the guy sold at the slave market, that's what he has to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Now, he says erech. Now, okay, he says there are differences. What happens if a guy says, I want to pledge half my erechin? So the din is, nice in chatzi erke. He gives half of his erech. Whatever the age of male, female, whatever, that's what you get. Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yodaymer, leike v'naisin erech sholim. Simply, what does it mean? He gets malchus and pays the full evaluation. So Gemara says, leike, why should he get malchus? He didn't do anything wrong. A guy says, I'm giving half my erech to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? What sin did he do? Why should he get malchus? So it says, what does it mean? Amar Rav Papa, loike be'erech sholim. Loike means he's hit, like you say in English, he's hit with the full fine. He has to give his full erech.
Even though he says half?
Why? My timer. Why? So Gemara says, L'cheri, he only said half of my erech. Why should he pay the whole thing? Gzeira, chotzi erkei, ato chetzi erech chetziei. Okay, if he says half of my erech evaluation, or erech evaluation of my half, it's not. Listen carefully. One is chatzi erkei, half of my erech, or the erech of my half. Half my erech, or the erech of my half. What does this mean? So Rashi explains it means it like this. If a guy says, I'm giving the erech of my heart to the Beis HaMikdash, the din is he has to pay the whole body. Why? Because you can't live without a heart. Any aver, shaneshama tuluyaba, that the neshama depends on to exist, Moshe hand doesn't apply. You can, God forbid, amputate the hand, you can live. But the head, the, you know, limbs that you can't live without. So once the guy says, I'm giving the erech of my heart, he has to pay everything. Right? Now, if a guy says, I'm giving the erech of half of me, not half my erech, he says, I'm giving erech of half of me. So then he has to pay the full thing. Because half of me, you can't live without half. You can't live with half of you. Right? But when a guy says, half of my erchin is on me, so let's say the erchin is $50. So when the guy says, half of my erchin, means I pay 25, which is the first opinion of the Braisa. The second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Really, you're right, you should pay half. Why do we hit him like it? He says, we hit him that he pays the whole thing. Because there's two, like you said, you know, they were very similar, the expressions. Half my erchin, erech of my half. People will make a mistake. So if this guy gets away with half the erchin, somebody who says erech of my half will also think it's only 50%. So therefore we hit him with a fine, he has to pay the whole thing. Okay. What do you see from here though? That the word like means money. So therefore, the Papa answers, the bright, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if Lei Baal, he wouldn't get Malkus. Aye, the other Bryce says, Lei Baal, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he get Malkus? He says, it doesn't mean Malkus, it means money. You have to pay money. You have to pay the 100 zuz anyway. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Tell the Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned. Now, we know the guy gets Malkus, and he pays the $100 fine. Right? Now, it's okay.
Should I record it or no?
Nah. Leave it. Okay, it says like this. Tell the Rabbanan. This is a new Gemara, so you can listen. Membav, I'm sorry. 9 lines in the top. Okay, so now the guy marries a woman, right? He spreads rumors that she's not, that she committed adultery, and it's lie. So it says like this. Va'anshu aisei. The passage says, va'anshu aisei. You punish him. And the Torah also says, v'yisru aisei. Okay? So va'ancho aisei, the Braisa says, what does that mean? Zemomen. You have to pay money. That's his einish. V'yisru aisei, you should torture him. That means malchus. Okay? So Gemara says, the guy that's meisi shemra gets malchus, and he pays a fine. How do you know he gets both? Because the Torah says, va'ancho aisei, punish him, which is money. V'yisru aisei, torture him. Right, that means Malkus. So the Gemara says, Bishleim of Anshu Zemamin. I know Va'anshu means money. Why? Because the Torah clearly says, Va'anshu Aisei Mea Kesef. The word Einish, right? Va'anshu Aisei Mea Kesef. You punish him to pay 100 Kesef. V'nasin Laviyan Nido. So over there, Anshu clearly means money. Because the Pasuk says, you punish him and he pays 100 shekel.
Is the Pasuk like this, Anshu Oto?
Yeah.
In Torah?
Yeah. By Meitzi Shemra.
That's why I come here.
Huh?
Ask me if I know, I feel like. That's why I come here to learn.
Torah says like this. Yeah. Okay, let's read the you know what? Let's everybody look at the sukkah. It's so much easier. No, when you see the pasuk in front of your face, it's so much easier.
Yeah. If you remember it a little
bit.
Okay, look on page 1050. This mamish the whole din of Meitzi Shemra that we're learning about, yeah? Okay, 2 lines from the end of the page. Ki yikach ish isha, okay, uba aleha, but now you see the word bia, that's why he has to be, that he actually lived with her. Usne and he hates her. Why does he hate her? V'sam lo lilas dvarim, he makes this bad accusation. V'eitzi shem ra, v'amar, asisha zeis lakachti, I married her, and I don't find any that she's a virgin. Okay, what is he basically saying? That she committed adultery before the wedding, after she was kedushin. Yeah? Okay. The father and mother take her, they bring out to the gate, the father says like this, as biti nasati lisha zeli isha, I gave my daughter to this guy, right? Which means that a husband, a father can marry off his daughter when she's before bas mitzvah. But he's not, and he hated her, okay? He says like this, vine sam alilas dor leimard, he made up the story, and he says, leimatosi levitcha psulim, she's not a virgin, ve'ele psule biti. And she says, we proved that she is a virgin. Okay? Uparsla simla simply means they open the, what does it say? They spread out the sheet. But Rashi says, the Gemara says not what it means. It means they prove, in other words, there's no valid proof that she committed adultery. Okay? Now, what does the Pasuk say? This is the classic case of Maitzi Shemra that we're learning. Now, what's the punishment? So the Torah says like this, these are the important psukim. V'lokhu ziknei o'ir ha'yisa'ish. They take him. V'yisru a'yisay. And they punish him. Yeah? Yisru is yisurim, right? Not only that, v'anchu a'yisay mea kasef. You punish him that he pays 100 shekel. Case is shemal busos yisro. V'leisi ali'isha. And he has to stay married to her, he can never divorce her. Right? This is the pasuk, yeah? So the Torah says you do two things to him. Number one, v'yisru aisei, which Gemara interprets to mean you give him malchus. And then v'anchu aisei, no, mea kasef. Anchu aisei, okay, so the body does b'raisa say, v'anchu aisei, in the b'raisa, back to the Gemara, is that mammon? The Yisru is Malkus. Yeah? So the Gemara says like this. Bishleima va'anshu zemamen. The word va'anshu means money, because that's what it says in the Pasuk. Va'anshu aisei mea kesef, like we just read. You punish him that he pays 100 kesef. Yeah? Ela v'yisru zemalkus minolon. How do you know that the word v'yisru aisei means you give him Malkus? Doesn't say he gets Malkus. He said, V'yisru, I say. So the Gemara says, yeah, it means Malkus. But how do you know it means Malkus? So this is what the Gemara is saying now. So now this is a very interesting way the Torah learns this. Amir Ababo, listen to this. We're going to learn A from B, B from C, and therefore C is A. It's going to go like this.
What type of learning is it?
It's a fishy Xer Shava, but the Gemara says it's not Xer Shava, it's called Asmachta. It's just, an unofficial source in the Torah. He's gonna say. Here it says, we learn out the word Yisru mi Yisru. Okay? By this case, again, we're gonna have to look in the Psukim in the proper place to understand this easier. Here it says the Yisru I say, right? By Ben Seder Umeda, okay? It also says v'yisru. Where's that dvarim chafalif yitches? Okay, a little bit earlier. Here, 10:46. Yeah, by Ben Seder Ameda. The bottom line: guy will have the rebellious son, and a shmeh b'kutz. Okay. The Yisru Eisei, they disciplined him, yeah, and he didn't listen to them, okay? So it says, here the Yisru, and there it says Yisru. No, not warning. Yeah, but Rashi said, Umalkin Eisei.
But it's discipline.
But it's Malkin Eisei, Rashi said. Okay, now. So therefore like this. Here it says Yisru. There it says Yisru. Got it? Ben Seder Umeda. Now we learn Ben mi Ben. By Malkus it says Bin Hakeis Harosha. By the dinim of Malkus, when you give somebody Malkus, the Torah says Bin Hamakot, the son of the lie, a guilty one, is going to get lashes. Right? The guilty one's going to get lashes. So therefore it says like this. Yeah. By Ben Seder Omeira, it says the Yisru. So Seder Omeira gets Malkus. How do you know Ben Seder Omeira gets Malkus? Because by Ben Seder Omeira it says Ben. By Malkus it says Bin HaKeis HaRosha. Okay? So Ben Seder Omeira, you learn out from Malkus. Ben. Okay? Now. So therefore we know by Ben Seder and Merit there's Malkus. Now, by Ben Seder and Merit it said V'Yisru. By Meitzi Shemra it said V'Yisru. So therefore, Jessica, over there is Malkus, here's Malkus. In other words, we're learning out Meitzi Shemra from Ben Seder to Meira, Ben Seder to Meira from Malkus, and now therefore we liken all the dinim together that Meitzi Shemra also gets Malkus. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? So therefore the Gemara concludes like this. The guy who's Meitzi Shemra, this is all talking about the guy, nothing about the girl. Okay? Well, that was until now. Now the Gemara is talking about what do you do to the guy? So Gemara says, Malkus he gets only if Baal, right? If not Baal, he doesn't get Malkus, or this is the argument we learned before, Rabbi Yudan Chacham. But everybody agrees, the fine is only if he lived with her. Why? Because here it says, by Meitzi Shemra, Uboala. Uboala. Uboala means he lived with her. So therefore, when's the fine? Only if he lived with her. Malkus is gonna get. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks the question, Hazhad alameitzi shemra minayin. Now there's another rule in Teda. You can't give a punishment unless if you warned him. In other words, like this. The Torah says, don't eat chazer. Therefore, if you do, you're going to get Malkus. Yeah? So the Gemara is asking, by Meitzi Shemra, the Torah has to tell you first you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, you get Malkus. But that we don't find anywhere. All the Torah says, if the guy was Meitzi Shemra, he gets Malkus. Where does the Torah say you can't be Meitzi Shemra? Hazara, where do we know that you're not allowed to do it? You can't give Malkus, the Gemara says, Ein Einshin, Elim Ke Mazirin. You can't punish a guy unless the Torah says, don't do it. If I don't tell you don't do it, you can do it. Why can I punish you? The Torah first has to say, don't do it. So the Gemara says, Hazara, Lemaitzi Shema Minayin. And the Gemara answers a very interesting thing. Two opinions. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, it says, Leiselech Rochel. Don't be a gossiper. Yep. Now, normally, we mentioned before, for Rechilus, you don't get Malkus. For Lashon Hara, you don't get Malkus. If somebody speaks Rechilus, gossip, yeah? Or if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, you don't get Malkus. You know why? You didn't do anything. You didn't do any action. Speech is not an action. Right? But here the Torah says, warns you, don't be rechilus. Don't be a gossip. This guy is gossiping against his wife. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. And over here the Torah says, v'yisru oisei, which means he gets Malkus. Correct? So therefore we know you're not allowed to do it because it says don't be rechilus. So that's the negative commandment. And then, here the Torah says, if you do it, you're gonna get Malkus. And Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Nasir Eimer, no. It says, V'nishmarta mikol davar ra. Be careful from any bad davar. And here, we'll see in the Gemara interestingly, here he's defining the word davar as word. Dibur. Yeah? The Gemara basically is looking for the source that to speak bad about Meitzi Shemra, yeah, is forbidden. Now that we know it's forbidden, then when the Torah could say you punish him. But if there's no lav to tell me you're not allowed to do it, we can't punish the guy. So one guy says the lav is from the mitzvah of Rechilus. Yeah? And the other one says, V'nishmarta mikol davara, be careful from any bad word. So the Gemara says, why don't they agree with each other? Why doesn't this one like this pasuk? Why doesn't this one like this pasuk? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Lazar, my time aleyam and my high. Why doesn't Rabbi Lazar learn like Rabbi Nosson from the pasuk of Nishmarta mi kol davara? Which simply means you have to be careful not to speak any bad words. He says, no, that's not what it means. Because that pasuk we use for something else. What does Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair say on the pasuk of Nishmarta mi kol davara? The Torah says, be careful from any bad thing. The Torah said, Mikan Amir Abinchas Ben Yair, Al Yaharid Adam, B'yayim, a person should not have immoral thoughts during the day, V'yaveli Deituma Balayla, and he'll come into impure of a caddy, of a, whatchamacallit, a seminal emission. So he says, the Pasuk V'nishmartim, he called Davar, teaches me something else. That you shouldn't have evil thoughts during the day. But it doesn't teach us that you can't speak bad. Therefore, he learns it out from Lisei Lechrochim. Okay? Then the Gemara says, my Rabnos in my time alarm in my high. Why doesn't he learn it out from the Pasuk Rechilus? He says, no. Because that is not, he says an interesting thing. Ahu Azara Lebezdin, Shleyeirach Lezeh, Vekoshe Lezeh. Meaning like this, it doesn't mean Rechilus. What does Rachel mean? So Rav Nosson learns it differently. He said Rachel comes with Rach, soft. He says this is a pasuk commanding the Dayanim not to be soft to one guy and harsh to another guy. So he said Leisei Lachrochel doesn't mean peddling gossip. It means the Bezdin shouldn't be nice to one guy and not nice to another guy. Because if Bezdin treats one guy nicely and the other guy harshly, it's not fair. Right? The guy who said, oh, God, my guy lost this case. Bezdin doesn't like me. So I have to be equal to both people. So he has to learn enough from the other pasuk.
What is referring to?
No, he learns the first. What's the name? Rab Nosson learns the nishmartim kol davara means you shouldn't speak bad things. Davar from the word thing, words. But Rab Pinchas ben Yair says no. Davar means from any bad thing. Davar doesn't mean speech; it means anything. Then not to think bad during the day, you come to tumah by night.
That's why each one doesn't learn from.
Right, the other one. But the pearl, whatever it is, between the two psukim, you have the warning that you can't do it. One opinion says, Nishmartim mikol davara, the other opinion says, Leisei lechrochil ba'amecha. Whatever it is, we have two psukim, bottom line, between both of them for sure, we have that you cannot speak bad. So therefore, when the person makes a shame out, he is warned by the Torah not to do it. So even though, like we said, normally for words, because it's lav she'ein by ma'isa, there's no action, you're not going to get malchus, but here the Torah clearly says the yisru eisai, that it means malchus. Okay, now the Gemara says like this, there's another braisa. Okay? Lo'i amar le'edem bei ve'uduni, ve'ma'idin eisim me'aleim. There's a case like this. What happens? The guy wanted to bring witnesses that she committed. How can he prove that they did it?
What case?
Huh?
What case?
How can she prove that the wife did it? That...
How does he prove that the wife did it? Uh-huh. So he asks Adam to come. They testify that they know she committed adultery. What happens if the witnesses come on their own? Listen to this. What happens? Okay, the witness. He didn't tell the witnesses to come. They may eat an aysim yalehim. They came by themselves. The din is who ain't a leika, may an aysim may a slay. Even if the witnesses prove to be liars, but because he didn't ask the witnesses to come, they came themselves, he's not going to get malchus, and he's not going to have to pay the money.
How do we land this?
1 minute. Then it says, the Gemara is going to explain the whole thing. Then it says, he, v'zei memeha, she, or the witnesses that said his witnesses were edim zei memin, magdimim v'beis ha-skil, and she gets skil if it's true. Okay? If it's true, then she and Adam Zayman get skila. So the Gemara says, he, v'zei me'ezakot, that doesn't make sense. Because the Adam Zayman means the husband brought witnesses that she committed adultery. Then they become Adam Zayman. So they're false witnesses. Right? If they're false witnesses, then she doesn't get killed. Because she never did it. They would get killed. Because they wanted her to get killed. Skila, right? That's what they testified, that she committed adultery. So they wanted her to get killed. Now she's innocent, so they get killed. So it's either her or the Adam Zayman. It can be both. If they're true, she gets skila. If they're false, they get skila. Mm-hmm. So how can it be she and the Adam Zayman get skila? It can be. Right? So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, oyi, oy zeimim. What it means, the Braisa says, either her or the Edom. If it's true, she gets skila, because she committed adultery and they're Edom. If the Edom come and they're not, and they're liars, so then they get skila. But what about the husband? Does he have to pay or not?
No, because they came there by themselves, right?
Yeah. So it says, this is what the Braisa is saying. Gemara is going to say why. But the bottom line is like this. If the husband told the witnesses to come, and they came, and they testified, and they were proven false, yeah, then the din is he has to pay the 100 shekel. But if he didn't tell the Edom to come, they came on their own, and then they were proven false, so she's innocent, the husband doesn't have to pay the 100 shekel.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
If the husband made the accusation, accused his wife.
Right.
Accusation. And then they go to court. Okay, if there were no...
No, he comes to accuse her in court.
Okay, but if there were no witnesses at all, the husband would have to pay.
Correct.
Okay, so if false witnesses came, why wouldn't he still have to pay?
Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. Because he could say... He could say... I never told him to come.
Understand. But from the husband's perspective, they both cannot prove that, they both would prove him to be false.
Yeah, but when it says here, this is what the Rashi explains. In the Pasuk, it says, V'samla, no, we went too far. Here. It says, V'sam lo alilas dvarim. He makes her, he puts on her alilas dvarim. Meaning, he makes a false rumor on her. How did he do it? So the Gemara says it means he made it happen by bringing false witnesses.
Okay.
But if he didn't do it, he what? The sum law means he made the witnesses come. He made the rumor. You have to understand, a guy comes to Bez and says, she did a crime. I mean, he has to back it up somehow. Right? So obviously he had to bring some type of a proof. So he brings witnesses. Then what happens? They're proven false. Right? Either Adam Zayman or two guys that she didn't happen, whatever. Right? But, therefore, the Gemara learns out again. The fact that the Torah says, the sum law, he puts on her a lie, meaning he had to do something that puts the lie on her. How can that happen? He brings Edom. Right? Therefore, what happens if he didn't bring the Edom? The Edom came on their own. He didn't do anything. He doesn't have to pay the fine.
But he still accused her.
Yeah, but accusing, I can accuse you for, you did who knows what. I have no basis for it. You know, if a guy comes to Bezin to accuse somebody without any basis of truth, Bezin's not going to listen to it. That's what it says. This means he brought witnesses to the court who testified that she did commit adultery as an arusa.
Mm-hmm.
The Braisa teaches us that only when he brings the witnesses does he have to pay. But if not, he's not liable.
The witnesses get killed, but he himself, that he said the lie, he doesn't get killed. He just
because he's not testifying.
He's not an ace. But he...
Yeah. No, there's a big difference.
Because he wanted also to have to
yeah,
get
but listen. If I say you killed somebody, I have to back it up somehow. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to, why? Every guy's gonna go to every guy.
He's taking her to court. His intention is to get her
yeah,
killed.
But he didn't testify.
I know, but.
So the Torah says is it didn't evade them. Same. When witnesses come to testify, and they're proven false, not before Zayin, you mean, Imanu Hayisim, you were with us on that and that day. So the Torah says you get killed.
They weren't there when that happened, so they can't testify.
Right? That's much worse than the guy himself saying. If I say you cheated me in business, it doesn't mean anything. But if two witnesses come and say you cheated me in business, it means something.
Mm-hmm.
It means something. Okay, so then it says like this. Taima the le'amelahu. So it says in the Braisa, if he didn't tell them to come, then he doesn't pay the fine, right? But what does the Braisa say? He didn't tell them to come. He didn't hire them to come. He didn't pay them to come. It says, ha'amelahu, which means only if he said that he didn't tell them to come, which means if he did tell them to come, even though he didn't hire them, he would also not get Malkus. Why? Because Lafukim and Rabbi Yehuda, this excludes Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, a meitzi shemra is only chayiv achi yiskereidim only if he hires the witnesses. It's interesting. The fact that the Braitzer says, if the guy didn't tell the witnesses to come, they came themselves, which implies if he did tell them to come, even if he didn't hire them, it's still the same din, right? That's not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Gemara is going to say where Rabbi Yehuda learns that out from. Rabbi Yehuda holds, by the Meitzi Shemra, if he didn't pay the witnesses to come, he also won't get Malkus.
Different thing than just telling?
Yep.
What if there is action?
No, Sigmar said, my time, Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but if somebody pays witnesses, are they still valid witnesses?
Yeah.
They could be?
Yeah.
Okay. What? If somebody pays a witness, I was wondering if that, you know, invalidates them.
No, why? Do you know, when they write a get,
yeah,
and you pay for the get, I mean, whoever it is pays for the get, the witnesses get paid. They're spending time. It takes a few hours.
Yeah, okay.
They get paid.
All
right. The sefer gets paid, obviously. The rabbi, if there's any money left after all of that, is also supposed to get paid. No, yeah, you know what I mean? But you can't, if you pay witnesses to lie,
oh,
that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But if witnesses are paid, you know, because you're taking... Listen, even today in court, not bad. Expert witnesses
get paid
big bucks. Yeah, or if you hire a witness in a Besdin even to come, whatever you need them to testify on, right? So there's nothing wrong with them getting paid. So, but the question, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold only if you paid them, then you get the money. So he says, interesting. Again, it's Xerah Shava. Asya sim, sima, sima. From the word sim and sim. Here it says, v'sam lo alilas dvarim. Right? What does the pasuk say by us? The sum la alilas don. He made up this rumor. So and exiv hasam by where it says you're not allowed to take interest ribis. It says lay sesimun all of neshach. The same word sesimun, meaning do not place upon them witness interest. Malahal just like by interest. The word sesimun means don't pay interest. The same thing when it says v'sam lo alilas dvarim, it also means paying. And so it says Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so Rav Yosef Tzidaini said in the yeshiva of Shimon Ben Yochai, we learned out sima sima. Here it says v'sam lo alilas dvarim, right? And by neshech it says to simun. Just say by interest it's money. The Torah says don't take money in as interest. Right? So the same thing, v'sam lo, which means he brings edus, it also means with money. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning. Chachamim argue. Chachamim say, no, even if not, even if you just told them to come, you're gonna get fined. But if they come on themselves, you don't get fined because the Torah says v'sam lo.
What is the logic if they come by themselves? There is no
because in terms of the sum law,
there is no logic.
The whole din I told you is exerishav. The whole din doesn't make sense.
Just from the pasuk it says that.
Again, lashon hara doesn't get malchus, right? And you don't pay a fine. What did the guy do over here? He spoke lashon hara against his wife. Yeah, that's all he did. And here you have to pay a fine plus get malchus. The whole thing's a chiddush. So if the Torah says v'sam lo alilas dvarim, v'sam lo means you did it, that means you have to bring the witnesses. Rabbi Yehuda takes it even a step further. You have to pay the witnesses. Yeah? And therefore we said also, when do you pay the fine? Only if Bala, if you lived with her. If he didn't live with her. Why? Because the whole thing's a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, you have to go only by what the book says. Because the whole thing is illogical. Right, so Gemara says, the Buddha holds you have to hire them with money, because it said v'sam, and by neshech v'simon means money, and here it's also money, and the Chacham say no, even if you just told them to come, it's good enough. But if you didn't tell the witnesses to come, they came by themselves, there's no obligation of the fine or malchus, because you didn't do what the Torah said you did. Okay, just finished the next small piece of Gemara. Boy Rav Yirmiyah. Okay, so we learn now from interest, yeah? We learn from interest that here means money. So now the Gemara says, what happens if you hired them by land, not by tangible items? Or you hired them less than a shava pruta. Now money normally is a pruta. Less than a pruta is not money. So what happens if you hired the witnesses with a half a pruta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that called hiring them or not? Or if you did it with karka, with land, which is not shaykh interest by land, only metaltal, only tangible items. Or shneim bepruta, or both witnesses were with one pruta. Yeah? So Gemara says, Gemara doesn't answer yet. Okay, we'll leave it there.